A beautiful wife will come, and at that time, if you leave this world to do bhajan, conceive will be, how you can have a very beautiful and having so many qualities, you can. And if you have some children, 1, 2, 3, 4, some daughters, some sons, very beautiful, then you will be engaged more in them. Then if you will try to give up all these things, you can do that. Oh, I will have to support these children. Now they are like very baby, they cannot do anything. If I am going giving up this household name, then all is gone. So, how is it? If the children can repeat, father, 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 then how is it going to be about it? If they are made a very good guardian, and so many sweet songs are there, and if you will decide that I should give up and go to chant and be with the association, and bona fide Vaishnavas and chant and give them, how can you give up? Oh, but who will take care of my newborn? All for is oh, my beautiful dog, he cannot live without me. Oh, beautiful cow, beautiful baby. You can. If you want that, but you can. So better. In this case, can go. You are free from all this. That is useful. Chant and remember from this time. All accidents, demon war, not so much. Fire. But then there are some doubts, there are some doubts. Pranath? So where do you learn all these things? Very high class of philosophical basic terms. And what you are telling, we are true to action. So, now we have so much faith on you, but we want to learn. From where you want so good explanation and all these things? Then what he replies? It is a kind of thing.
So basically, when Balada asked this question, he replied that just naturally that he had this inspiration to serve Vishnu and his devotional capacity to his father. But now, because he was associating with his friends who were not political, they were making inquiries. Then he started to reveal his path. So he explained that previously, when his father, Manikati Guru, had left his home,
that I had heard how these things learned from Nara. That I have some doubts. We have never seen that we have been associated with Narada either. We have not seen Narada there yet. And you are 1 year sick, very little boy, baby. When you got the association of Naradaji, then what?
Then you say that when his father, Manikati Guru, had left for to perform a surgery, that his mother, Kayali,
why you went to do SRT?
He went to perform a surgery to get home from Lord Ramana.
He saw that his mother, his brother, my brother had been killed by Varahi. So Varahi is not other than Vishnu. And if I am going to take revenge to kill Vishnu, then he should certainly kill me. So I should be like Ajara Amar.
So then Radhikati Guru, when he went to Nandira Hill to perform the austerity to gain immortality, Then, at that time, the demigods, headed by Lord Indra, they went to, they had a sutra, Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu.
And he went to the group, I started to call it Sarju. Left anything to see, even water, even dry leaves, even air, everything here. For 50,000 years, he was in it, in his town. And his body was taken by and planet and yeah. So only bone was there. And at that time in Satyu, life used to live in bone, not in this body. And here now it is not anything of the truth with everything. But at that time, life used to live in bone, so he was going a study for 50,000 years. And in the meantime, what began?
So in the meantime, the demigod, understanding that his wife was present, so headed by Indra, they went because they were thinking that. So they were thinking that within the womb of Kayadu, that there was another very big potential demon that was coming. So they went with the intention that they would kill the baby that was within the womb. So at that time, Kayadu,
he attacked with whole soldiers, all demigods, and very big battle was there. The generals of Hiranyakashipu were there, they were fighting. But demigods can all. And at once they can them there.
So then Kayadu was calling out for help from Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni,
he began to say, in prayer, other than his planet. So that when he should be measured in his own, then boy will come and live. So he was taking. In the way, now was coming from heaven or any planet, so he said, why you are doing so nonsense? Being a very bold and you are taking this lady, he cannot fight with you, why you are taking? Then
Narada Muni explained to the demigod that actually the baby that was within the womb was a great devotee. Lord Indra and the other demigods were thinking that this was a big demon, but Narada Muni explained no, that this is a very, very great devotee, so that you should not disturb Kayadu. So then the demigods, understanding the situation, they circumambulated Kayadu's paying obeisances to Prahlad Maharaj, and then they departed again for the heavenly planet. But Kayadu, she was feeling still some fear because of this situation, and then she asked Narada Muni that she received shelter from Narada Muni, and that also the baby that was within her womb, that he did not be born until her husband, Hiranyakashipu, had returned from performing his austerities. So Hiranyakashipu, he performed his austerities as Maharaja stated for 50,000 years, just keeping the life within the bone. And finally, when he had finished his austerities and asked the benediction from Lord Brahma, then, in this time, when the austerities were being performed, then, within the heritage of Narada Muni, Narada Muni was instructing Kayadu in spiritual life. He was speaking from all different scriptures, from the Upanishad, from the Vedas, Puranas, etc., and explaining so much Lila Katha and giving so much Siddhanta. So, Prahlad Maharaj was within the womb, and he was hearing all these instructions and Hari Katha, from the lips of Tilnagamuni. So,
Pinato, excellent. The Karmanya Rahmanan, written by Karma, but what we are doing, he cannot be had. Never. Anyone has not become. Happy. If you want to be happy in life, go to very expert guru. And at one stage, initiation, name and service. And then try to follow the rules and regulations of devotion. Then they told them, oh, it is very hard. They can do this thing. Then Pranam Maharaj told, oh, Savetanam Bhutanati, Hari Rakhineshwara Priya, Bhutai Mahadvishti Sutai Bhutanam Jivatam Jiva. We are eternal, servant of God, eternal, servant of Christ. Christ is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is nothing hard to chant the name of devotional activity. Let the Vedic enter. If it accepts that Christ is Lord, Holy Master, His Father, His Mother, His everything. So going like this, so after going to Gurudev and taking initiation, we should learn how to begin our activities, Uttama Bhakti Party, then we will give everything. So we tell everything, like Iksha to everything. And then we will tell that there are Bhakti of 64 times. In them, 5 are prominent. 9 are prominent for Prahlad Maharaj. 7 Kirtan and Vishnu. And among them, 5 are most important. Sadhu Sam, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sam, Mathura Bhag, Srimukti, Satyaya. Sabal Sadhana Prince in them. Among all these, devotional. These 5 are so much prominent. If anyone is not doing any of them, then except by any of the 5, chanting him, being in any future of any very good qualified person, worshipping very faithfully, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So any of the 5, if you are strict, anyhow, a little. And among all these things, most important, and root of all bhakti, is Hari Nam Shakti. Bhagavad Gita Sarvasthi, Nam Shakti. From today, from just now, we should begin Hari Nam Shakti. The whole past, how we can be? We should be expert in instruments. No. We should bring any instrument. No, nothing. Bali Krishna has given Karma Arjuna in his hand. They can do it. No problem. And Krishna has given very beautiful sun and mountain. So, they can do from here today, just now, there is all happy that we will follow. So, then Prahlad Maharaj was doing of meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thank you. Swami is Hare Krishna Swami Ram. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So we want Hare.
Then repeat again. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
My house, my family is so restricted, and you must become like it.
And
you cut like a hole.
I will speak again.
Who is telling you?
I want to.
Then what you tell? You can, anyone can tell? You can tell?
हे दुर्गुणित मंद आत्मपुरुषेत नराधम शब्दम मत्सात्मनोद्भूतम नित्य स्वाम जम शांति
यू आर नॉट फॉलोइंग मी
वी गोइंग
ऑल दिस
ओ
नॉट
एट फॉर अवर
देन
यू आर स्तब्ध
यू आर लाइक
like a stone, nothing understanding, no intelligence at all.
Oh, now I'm going to.
And then, what is it? Who is your protector and who is your
Person?
Strong.
So, Hiranyakashipu, now he became very furious with this boy. Prahlad Maharaj. He said to Prahlad Maharaj, don't you know that all of the demigods in this world, they are afraid of me. Only I raise my eyebrow and they become filled with fear. I am so powerful. Yet I see that you are not afraid of me when I am standing before you, ready to kill you. Why are you not afraid? From where are you deriving your strength? Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear father, Prahlad Maharaj, being very humble and polite, replied to his father, my dear father, I derive my strength from the same place that you derive your strength, from Vishnu. Hearing the name of Vishnu, then Hiranyakashipu became more incensed, because he is the murderer, the killer of his brother. He is the arch enemy of Hiranyakashipu. Then Hiranyakashipu said, my dear boy, I think that you have become over-intelligent. Speaking in this way, this is the type of thought indulged in by persons who are about to die. So now, I will kill you. And then he asked Prahlad Maharaj, where is your Lord now? Let us see him if he can save you. Where is your Lord? Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear father, my Lord is everywhere, in every atom. Hiranyakashipu said, is everywhere? Is he in this pillar? This stone pillar? And Prahlad Maharaj, he vision was such that he looked in the pillar and he could see there.
That is strong people.
With hungry back.
Yes. My Lord is everywhere. He's in this pillar. And looking in the pillar, he could see
Lord Nandini waiting there and smiling at him. So then, Hiranyakashipu, he had no faith, he did not believe this. And with great anger, he took up his sword. And without using his sword, he broke the pillar with his fist. And then he began cursing and swearing at his boy, because now he would sever his head from his body. He said, now, let me see your Lord save you. I will sever your head from your body. And this. And he was just about to kill Prahlad Maharaj, when suddenly there was the most tremendous roar.
And he was looking here.
And he was looking here and there. What is that? Where did that come from? And then he was just about to kill Prahlad Maharaj, when suddenly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna appeared in a most wondrous,
fearful and frightening and awesome form, a most astonishing form which had never been seen before, which is very, very powerful and wise. The body of a man and the head of a lion. He was so big that the hairs of his mane would send it, the airplanes of the demigod spinning into outer space. Fire was coming from him. His eyes were red like fire, and his tongue was moving about like a dueling sword. He had thousands and thousands of hands, and in his hands he was holding many, many weapons. So, then the other chapter two, Lord Narasimhadev, he thought, whoa, what is this amazing creature? I have never seen anything like this before. And then he took up his sword thinking, actually I have benediction from Lord Brahma. He cannot be killed. So whoever he is, whatever he may be, cannot kill me. So he took up his sword and shield and ran at Lord Narasimhadev, exactly like a tiny mosquito goes into blazing fire. So then the fight began, and sometimes Lord Narasimhadev, he would catch, he only catch through in his grip, like his, and at this time all his demigods who had been living under the fierce tyranny of Hiranyakashipu, they began to cheer, die, die, die. And then when Hiranyakashipu would slip from the grasp of Lord Narasimhadev, then he would become alone. Oh no, what will happen to us now? And he became so afraid. So Lord Narasimhadev, he can very easily kill Hiranyakashipu, but he's playing with him. He's having some virya rut. Previously, Narayan in Vaikuntha, he had this desire in his heart. I would like to relish this very wrath, the desire to fight. But with whom can I fight? Everyone in Vaikuntha, they are all my devotees, they will not fight with me. And if I go to the material world, no one is qualified. No one can give me a good match. So, by the arrangement of Krishna, the Supreme Lord Yogamaya, the pastime took place that before Kumara, they went to Vaikuntha and were stopped by Jayant Vijay. And then, before Kumara, they cursed Jayant Vijay to appear in the world to take birth as humans. So, the Supreme Lord's own devotees, they had appeared in this world as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So now, Lord Narasimhadev was enjoying very much this very last fighting with Hiranyakashipu. So sometimes he's catching and sometimes letting him slip. And another reason is
that all the demigods began to tremble.
Yes. Only the gods were, they are the second in the year. And then, another reason Lord Narasimhadev did not immediately kill Hiranyakashipu was because he wanted to keep intact the benediction given by Lord Brahma. His devotee Lord Brahma had given the benediction to Hiranyakashipu that he could not be killed during the day or the night. He could not be killed in the, on the land, in the air, in the sky, in the water. He could not be killed by any creature created by Lord Brahma. He could not be killed by any man or any animal. He could not be killed by any weapon. He could not be killed inside any building or outside of any building. He could not be killed in any year. So many benedictions. And having all these benedictions, Hiranyakashipu was very confident. Yes, now I am immortal. But Lord Narasimhadev was waiting for that time, the time of judgment. It was not in the day and not during the night. At that exact moment, Hiranyakashipu was grabbed by Lord Narasimhadev, and Lord Narasimhadev placed him on his lap. So he was neither on the land, or in the sea, or in the sky. And he was neither inside or outside of the house, because Lord Narasimhadev was sitting with him on his lap in the threshold, in the doorway. And Lord Narasimhadev, he did not kill him with any weapon, but rather just taking his very sharp and pointed nails. Not in any year, this was the Leap Day. So, in this way, all of the words of Lord Brahma, the words of the Supreme Lord, they must prove to be true. And Krishna will always protect the words and the promises of his devotees. So if he gives back the benediction of Brahmaji, then Hiranyakashipu, the Lord Hiranyakashipu, at his exact time, in his exact way. And he appears, not in the form of a human being, and not in the form of an animal, but half man and half animal.
Why he appears? satyadhyatam vidhastabhavam. So, don't you beware of this? Satyadhyatam, please bring that to that man. He told that all, oh, yes, he will be. See that? I'll agree that. To make this true. And also, the Bhaktavaya Chatushan, Samachananda Samachana, to keep their word that Mallibai is this one. So all these, so many values that are missing with a can in this. I found.
And so they're thinking that the sky is so very beautiful, like a cluster of stars. And they just burst open the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu, and his blood spotted everywhere, all over the mane of Lord Intimidate. He looks very ferocious, just battered in blood. And he tore open the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu and removed his, all his intestines. And they're taking those intestines, he wrapped them around his neck as a very,
become very cigar-like. They have that. Same way coming from all over here. Then, at last, Hiranyakashipu was there, but he was not coming down. But so, at that time, anyone could not specify. Then Brahma, Shankar, all began to worry how to specify him. Then, they called Lakshmi Devi and prayed that you should go and pacify your husband. So really, this kind I cannot do. He will also then also that Brahma is to go, you are my son, oh, to be like that. All you are friend of Krishna, and you should go, oh, see, oh, today, no friend Krishna. Then, they requested Brahma, oh, what? You should hold your own and you should satisfy and satisfy your own. Prahlad Maharaj, 50 million went to listen to him. And he can jump in the lap of. And then once he was satisfied, tears were coming from his ears. Now he was so much. But now everything went in a moment, and tears were coming, and he was Prahlad Maharaj, like animals, they do. And he told, what he told?
Yes.
I'm so much satisfied.
Lord Rudra, he began to speak to Prahlad Maharaj, dear boy, I am so satisfied with you. You have undergone so many troubles and difficulties for me. So I apologize that I have not appeared sooner. Yeah. And thank you from all of these
people. I should have come first, but I've made so late. So I am one. So I want to give you some benediction.
So then, Brother Singhadev, he expressed that he wanted to give some benediction to Prahlad Maharaj. But these two devotees never had any self-interest. They do not serve the Lord with any motive. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was unwilling to accept any benediction from his Lord, Lord Nirmidai.
What did he plan?
So he said to Lord Nirmidai,
no, no, Prahlad Maharaj, what did he plan? He told that, I'm not a beginner. I'm not did all devotion act as a first business point. That I will serve you and you will give me something. So this is beginner. So you should say, for any desire is hiding anywhere in my heart, you should keep me here so that I will be here. Because you are telling that you should want something, benediction. So I think, I don't know where it is hidden here. Please stay. He told me, oh, I know that you are too. You don't want it. You have never required it. But I still I want something that you used to say. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, if you are interested me to say it in benediction, then I want that my father has done so much, offended me, he has given so much trouble to all devotees here, he has cut all the green trees, that anyone cannot have any food or store, he has killed all the cows, that he cannot come, this cannot come, butter cannot come, to for devotional activity, for Haman, Yajna, fire sacrifice. And he has killed all the Brahmins at that time. So he has done so. One very
grander
mistake, offense. So please, for
giving.
He told that person, oh, you told that person. Your father has been.
You are a
leader. Because those who are of high class, Uttam Vaishnavas, in their dynasty, upper and lower, 21 generation, all father, all mother, all will be there. And those who are in Madhyamadika, always chanting, remembering, doing devotional activity, their 14 generations will be sickly. And those who are now Kanishka Adhikari, taking initiation and doing chanting remembrance and try to do shuddha, pure harinam, pure devotional activity, but they cannot do. Even seven generations should be done. So, don't worry. Then he told that. Again he told, insisted, I want to be any religion because my darshan is
observed.
So you should wonder. Then he told, I want that all the conditioned souls are forgetting me. And they are now suffering so many bad things. And they are suffering so much. I can tell, right? I want that my all good things to be given to them so that they may be devoted. I want to take all their suffering and bad fruit of bad activity. And for life and life, but I want to suffer for them. But they should be liberated. Then Prahlad Maharaj is listening to them. I am defeated, listening to them. I am defeated. And you have borne me. Now I am myself beginning you this benediction. Anyone hear this Haritatha about myself and yourself, Prahlad Upakha, the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and the Sindhudev, they will be justly liberated. And anyone has not to suffer, you will have not to suffer. So, you now, if anyone doing chanting, remembering, listening to him and Prahlad Maharaj, anyway participating in this function here, in Abhishek, here in Harikatha, this good and powerful Harikatha, all should be liberated by Nisrindev. If Nisrindev promises this, that anyone here, I'll make them first liberated from this world. And all their suffering, sorrows, and everything that is true. So, he will not say. He should have a very
strong faith.
He cannot teach us. What he will then, he will surely do. So, you should have a very strong faith that he will be merciful to us. And gradually, we will develop our Krishna consciousness. And he will give inspiration for happiness. So, after this, we will do the Abhishek of missing the day.
Thank you, my children. Ravi Shah, to come.
by Shri Rupa Goswami. Most of you probably have the book there. The one that begins, Vishidishira Chayam Jim Sancharam Yatara Lakshmi. All these astakas are very wonderful, and they're giving us a very confidential idea of Srimati Radhika or Krishna, Yamuna, Lalita, all these different astakas. And without these types of astakas and prayers of our acharyas, then we could have no understanding into these personalities. And especially Srila Rupa Goswami in Krishna Lila as Rupa Mandri. So he has a very intimate relationship with Srimati Radhika and direct perception of her qualities, her activities, her form. So when he is writing this astakam, he's not just writing something that he has read somewhere or that he's giving his own idea, but rather he is expressing what he is directly perceiving. And there is so much meaning in each word. So we can try to we'll discuss as much as we're able and try to get a little deeper understanding who is Srimati Radhika and how Srila Rupa Goswami is describing her. So in studying this, we can get a glimpse into the moods of loving exchange between Radha and Krishna and their associates. So the refrain, we won't call it that, that part which is repeated in every verse is Aradhikam Adasayami. So I worship Srimati Radhika. And the other words in the verse are defining or elaborating on who is that Srimati Radhika. Now, from time to time I may point out some how the verses are constructed in terms of Sanskrit, just to give you some, maybe somewhat helpful, just to understand how things fit together. So you notice here, Radhikam Arsayami, that Radhika is the object of the sentence here. Arsayami is the verb. And so the object is coming in what is known as the accusative case. So there are two other, let's say, keywords in this verse. One is Ratayandim, which means causing, effect causing or affecting. And the other key word is, what's the compound here? Ritya Madhupamalyam, which means that Srimati Radhika is the jasmine flower for the bee of Sri Krishna's heart. So these are the two key, or these are the, you could say, the two adjectives which are further defining Srimati Radhika in this verse. And the other words are used in relationship to these two things. So now we'll explain a little bit more here. So, I worship Srimati Radhika. Then these words go together. Kanjari Tatsake Lam Ratayamjan. Ratayamjan means causing or affecting. And what is she causing, or what is she bringing about? She's bringing about the kelam, the play, or the sport of the Kanjarita bird. Kanjarita means of the Kanjarita bird. And how is she creating this play? How is she causing the play of the Kanjarita bird? Kulalidhi. Kulalidhi means by practice, but it's a specific type of practice. Kulali literally means military practice, and specifically like archery. So she's causing the play of the Kanjarita bird by her archery. In other words, by casting arrows. And what type of arrows is she casting? Samsaram Netara Lakshmi Vilasita. Vilasita means it comes from the word vilas. And vilas has many different meanings according to the context. But here vilas means various gestures or postures which a woman adopts in order to attract the beloved. So in this case, specifically, through the movements of her eyes, she is attracting Krishna. And this is called vilas. It means a very graceful and beautiful way of moving the eyes. And by doing so, Nitra Lakshmi. Lakshmi means beauty, splendor, grace. So, by casting the arrows in the forms of her sidelong glances, she is attracting Krishna with the splendor of her eyes. Dishi Dishi Sancharam. They are moving in every direction. So, in other words, Srimati Radhika is, her eyes are constantly restless, and they are moving in every direction. First they are seeking out Krishna, just like an archer or a hunter who's going to the forest will look in every direction, will be seeking out his prey. And then, when he finds his prey, then he will fix his glance on the prey, and then shoot his arrows. So in this way, Srimati Radhika, Sancharam means moving constantly, moving here and there. So her eyes are moving here and there, seeking out the object of her love, Sri Krishna. And as her eyes are moving, they are very beautiful. And when they find Sri Krishna, they attract him with their beauty. And then she casts the arrows of her sidelong glances. So this action of Srimati Radhika, the glancing of her eyes, this is compared to the play of the Kanjarita bird. So in other words, by her moving her eyes in this way, it is as if